Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Wednesday, April 10th. How does the knowledge of God's omniscient power get us through life's rough spots? Today's podcast brings scriptural help for facing the unknown with confidence.
How do we face the unknown? We all have it. All of us have the unknown glaring at us every single moment of our life. We don't know what's going to happen the next second. But there's some things you and I can know that can make the difference. Listen, that can cause fear and doubt to flee in the presence of these principles. So how do we do it? Well, we have to set our focus right. And the first thing I want you to jot down in your notes is this, and that is we must focus on God's omniscience. Now, what do I mean by that? First of all, I mean simply this. Omniscience means that God is all-knowing. So therefore, there are no unknowns with God. No unknowns. So while everything, for the most part, is ultimately unknown by us, with God, there's no such thing as an unknown. Omniscience means that He knows all things at all times, and that He knows past, present, and future at the very same time. Because you see, all of the presence of everything that exists in the realm of Almighty God. And He knows and sees. There's nothing that goes beyond His sight or His knowledge. And so when you think about the fact that you and I, who are His children, those of us who receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we know that according to Scripture, that there are no such things as knowns, known to some but not to God. Every single event, every circumstance, everything about us. If you'll turn back, for example, to the 139th Psalm, and listen to what the psalmist says in this passage, and it's so absolutely clear. Psalm 139, listen. O Lord, You've searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it all. There's not a single thing about us that God doesn't know. It is His omniscience that makes it possible for God to say, rest assured in this, what is unknown to you is known to me. Therefore, what's unknown to you and looks painful and absolutely unessential and looks like a mistake, God's already planning something good for our life. And as you read the Scripture and think in terms of what's unknown, the truth is, remember Him, there are no unknowns to God. First principle. Second one is this, and that is we must focus not only on His omniscience, but we must focus also on His sovereignty. Now, to focus on God's sovereignty means simply this, that no matter what's going on, I recognize that God is in absolute control. If you turn over to Ephesians chapter 1 for a moment, and if you recall what he says here in this first chapter in the fourth verse, just as He chose us in Him that is in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. That is, if He chose us, He knew you were going to be saved before the foundation of the world. God is operating. God is working. And so, therefore, He's in control of all things. You say, well, did He make me a believer? Well, let's put it this way. He didn't make you, force you to become a Christian, but He knew ahead of time. You say, well, how could He know ahead of time without making it happen? Because He gives us a certain amount of freedom. And He lays out the truth before us, and then we have to choose whether we are going to accept it or not. But He's a God of all knowledge, and He's a God of all power. Remember this, while there are no unknowns before God, there are no uncontrollables before God either. And while He sees all things, everything that's happening, there's nothing beyond His control. All of us have no doubt said at some point, well, Lord, if You were in control of that, this could not have happened. Yes, it could. Remember why? He says he's working all things together for our good. Because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's not good. And because it's painful today doesn't mean He's not going to turn it to pleasure tomorrow. Don't underestimate what God will do in your life. Just because it's unknown to you doesn't mean it's unknown to Him. Just because it looks like it's out of your power, and you feel helpless and hopeless, there's nothing hopeless in the eyes of God. There's nothing helpless in His eyes. This awesome God who says He's established His throne in the heavens and His sovereignty rules over all. Listen carefully. That means He rules over all of your individual life, every circumstance, every issue in your life, your past, your present, your future. Listen, He knows all about it, and He's in absolute control. You say, well, why does He allow me to do certain things I do and get myself in trouble? And oftentimes He has to allow the consequences of sin to run their full course before we recognize, you know, He is in control. And when people ignore God, it's a disaster. He's a God who knows all. There are no unknowns and there are no uncontrollables. Think about that. When you and I get up tomorrow morning, there's a lot of things that are unknown. Not to Him. A lot of things beyond our scope and our power, not to Him. You and I can get up in the confidence. My Father knows all about today. My Father has power over my life today. And then there's a third thing, and that's this. When I read this passage of Scripture, oftentimes we forget this part. And that is, listen, I look to this God. In other words, my confidence here is in a God, listen, whose presence is inevitable in our life. And it's, and listen, what does it say? A God's presence with us, that's what we focus on. We focus on His presence, not, listen, not what I don't know, but who is with me in what I don't know. And that is Almighty God. What does He say? No matter where we are, no matter what's going on, we are always in the presence of Almighty God. Now remember this. When you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you remember what Jesus said to His disciples? The night before He was going to leave them, crucifixion, He said, I'm going away, but I'll not leave you as orphans. And He says, when I go away, He says, I will send the Holy Spirit, and He'll be in you, with you, and upon you forever. So think about this. When you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, God in the person of the Holy Spirit came to indwell you. And the first thing He did within you is to seal you as a child of God. Therefore, you can't ever escape His presence. You can't escape from God. And the truth is, if you have any wisdom at all, you do not want to escape the hand of a God who's planned the best for you and who's provided that in a spirit of absolute total love. Think about this. You get in your automobile. It may be an expensive one or one that's not so expensive. In your home, you may live in a little place or a big place. It doesn't make any difference. You're in the hand of God. Your safety is not in the size of your house. Your safety is not in what kind of car you drive. Your safety is not in, you know what? Your safety and mine's in the hand of Almighty God. Do you recognize that life is full of uncertainties? And the only thing that makes it certain is somebody. And the only somebody who can do that is somebody greater than we are, who has all power and all knowledge. And listen, in whose presence you and I dwell every single day. What an awesome way to get up in the morning. Praise the Lord God. Why? Because my Father knows all about today, and my Father has the power to control every aspect, who I meet, who I do not meet, what engagement I miss, and which one, what I thought was an interruption, is right in the middle of His plans. And a God in whose presence you and I walk all day long. That being the true, then what are we concerned about? Why are we so concerned about what we don't know? Well, you see, we have no basis for it. Because when you become a child of God, you live in the, watch this, you live in the presence of God, but the presence of God lives within you. You may not feel Him. You may not understand that, but that is exactly what He said. He will be in you, with you, forever. The wonderful thing about being a child of God, listen, we're clothed in the security of Almighty God who lives within us, who stamped upon us the Holy Spirit's presence. So when we think about what's unknown, have a lot to be grateful for, because if you will focus on the fact that it's all known to Him, nothing is out of the reach of His power, and you live in His presence, focus also on this. Focus on the fact that this God of yours is a God who will provide every single thing that you need. Listen to what He says in this passage. He says, when we think about all of our needs, and the unknown sometimes is, well, suppose I need that. Oh, where is this coming from? How's God going to do this? Think about this. If God the Father gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins, because there is no other way you could be saved, if He is committed to providing you to the point that He would give His only begotten Son to die the terrible death that He died, why should you question that He would provide other things that you need? Look how He says it. He said, He who did not spare His own Son but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us what? How much? All things. Not stingily saying, well, you don't deserve it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Freely give us all things. Let me ask you something. What is it that you need in your life today? Their greeds and then their needs. What do you need in your life today? Do you really and truly believe that you need something that He doesn't know about? That He doesn't have the power to provide? That somehow you're beyond His reach in His presence? Do you honestly and truly believe that you need something that He will not provide for you? The key to facing the unknown is simply to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, walk obediently before Him each day, and keep your mind on Him and not on what you don't know. It's just that simple. Oh, I could say the attributes of God. Focus on the fact that He's omniscient. He knows it all. Focus on the fact that He's all-powerful. He's omnipotent. Focus on the fact that you're in His presence all the time. He's omnipresent. Focus on the fact that, listen, that He's the great provider. Do we not quote this verse, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We quote it and then fret over it. We quote it and then worry about it. We quote it and then question Him. But that's who He is. It's where your focus is. One other thing I would say that it would do well for us to focus on, that's this. Focus on God's love for you. Now, notice what He says about this. There's no more comforting, reassuring, challenging, listen, undergirding passage of Scripture about the love of God to be found anywhere than this. So I want you to turn, if you will, to Romans chapter 8. Notice what He says. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, names all of these things. But He says, even in the midst of our troubles and trials and heartaches and burdens, in all these things, we overwhelmingly, listen, we don't just get through, sneak through, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. Now listen, this is a man who's been through everything imaginable. Shipwrecked, beaten, stoned, left for dead. Listen to what He says. I'm persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, whatever's out there, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Think about that. Nothing. Now watch, what kind of love is this? This is unconditional love. This isn't love. This isn't love that's measured out. This isn't love that's conditioned upon this and conditioned upon that. It's unconditional. That means when you're walking obediently before Him, He loves you. When you're living in disobedience, He still loves you. Part of that love will come as discipline, but He still loves you. And when somebody says, well, if God loved me, He wouldn't let this happen to me. It just may be that whatever happened to you is because God does love you. And listen, whatever drives you from sin to God is good. Whatever drives you to God is good. So think about this love. This love, He said, can be measured in only this way. If you had to think about how to measure God's love, what would you say? Here's one verse, measures God's love. Look at this. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? You want to know how to measure God's love? Here's how you measure. Not by a yardstick, nor by a carpenter's measure, too. Here's how you measure God's love. You look at the cross, that's the most perfect form of measurement of God's love. Because there's nothing to equal it, nothing to compare to it. And he says that's how much he loves us. Think about this. Why do we worry and fret over things that we can't control or we don't know about? Here's what he says. Look at this. I'm persuaded that neither death, listen, not even death, nor life, nor angels or principalities, in other words, the devil and his whole crowd, things present, things to come, no powers can separate you from the love of God. And when you question how much he loves you, remember this. There's one verse of scripture that tells it all. How much does God love me? He loves me this much. To wrap his loving arms around you and me, no matter what. And never, never, never let us go. That's how much he loves us. You say, well, how can I experience that love? Jesus Christ paid your sin debt in full at Calvary. He's the only one who has the right and the power to forgive your sin. He stands between us and the Father. And when you come to him asking for forgiveness of your sins, not based on your good conduct, not based on your works, they're nothing, but based on the fact that you trust his death at Calvary to have paid your sin debt in full, and you're accepting him personally as your Savior, not your works, not your habits, not what you've given him, but what he's given at Calvary for you. The moment you ask him to forgive you of your sins, and you say to him, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. I'm asking you to save me. I'm asking you to cleanse me. I do believe that your death at Calvary is the only way of salvation. I surrender my life to you today. The moment you tell him that, here's what happens. Sins are banished forever. He's never going to throw them back. He says he separates them from us as far as the east is from the west. They never meet. Into the ocean, he says, they're gone. He doesn't bring it back to you. Satan will throw it back at you. You'll bring it up. God doesn't. He forgives you, cleanses you, seals you with the Holy Spirit. And that seal can never be broken. You are forever in the security of the love of an awesome God that we cannot even comprehend fully. So where should your focus be? On the uncertainties and the unknowns? Or on this? Thank you, Father. You have all the answers because you know what all the questions are. Thank you, Father. You can handle it because there's nothing that's uncontrollable out of your hands. You've got it all under your supreme authority. Thank you, Father, that I'm walking in your presence today. And not only am I in your presence, you're on the inside of me. That's what you said. Thank you that I can live today with absolute confidence that you can handle my todays, my tomorrows, and every single moment of my life for all eternity.
Thank you for listening to Facing the Unknown with Confidence. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.